thank you. Now, more sports by Andrew. Golf next, and news of another big day coming up at Tomlinson Golf Club on Sunday, September 8th. The serious side of the day will be two 18-hole competitions starting at 8:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. for teams of four. Both competitions will have a first prize of £300, so there's plenty at stake. And running alongside the golf will be a family barbecue when, if previous similar events at Rive Rocks are any guide, there will be no shortage of food and fun for all, not to mention a glass or two to race to the successful golfers. For further information is available from Andrew Lupton on 07368 593386. Perhaps we should all go, shouldn't we? Now, back to cricket and news from Walston, who are pursuing an immediate return to the top flight of the Lancashire League following last year's shock relegation. Walston, the first win of the month by 92 runs against Bacup, featured on innings of 99 from skipper Jake Hooson. So commiserations to him on missing out on what would have been a second league century. Then, after a surprise defeat at Ramsbottom, Walston returned to winning ways with victories over East Lancashire, Greenmount, in which substitute professional Jamil Stewart hit 73 and took 6 for 59, and Nelson. However, they blotted their copybook in the final match of July when they slumped to a narrow defeat at Rishton, which cost them the league leadership. So while the promotion chase is still definitely on, they can't afford too many slips from now on. And just by the way, there were the youth teams on Centerville Park last week. Our grandson, who plays for Walston Juniors, was playing. He was the last man in. He scored and he won. So his grandfather and I are very proud of him. And finally, we take the opportunity to add our name to the many tributes that have been paid to Todmorden cricket stalwart Elizabeth Whittaker, who died last month. Betty, as she was known to one and all, a lovely lady, sad to lose her.